Corey Myers, USA News. Progress to report in Maryland at the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site. USA's Laura Winters with the update.
The work is moving. The mission continues.
To Baltimore and the latest developments surrounding the bridge collapse, a temporary channel is now open to traffic on water to go around that stuck cargo ship. President Biden scheduled to tour the collapse on Friday. Here's Maryland Governor Wes Moore with the update.
Temporary channel on the northeast side of the collapse opened earlier today. It will help us to get more vessels in the water around the site of the collapse.
A man taken into custody after slamming his car into a gate at an FBI office in Georgia. That suspect attempted to tailgate another vehicle in order to gain access to the facility. Footage from the incident depicted the front of the car severely damaged. Authorities have reported no injuries, and the identity of the suspect does remain undisclosed. As of now, no details regarding a possible motive have been made public. A child has died. Two others have been seriously injured in a school shooting in Finland. The victims and the suspect, 12 years old. Police say they have no details about the motive right now. The suspect has been charged with murder and attempted murder. Powerful storms moving through the U.S. today, putting more than 8 million people at risk. Tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and hail larger than golf balls expected in some areas. Parts of Ohio, Kentucky, Missouri, and Indiana expected to get those storms today that will quickly transition to snow, with the highest snow totals 6 to 12 inches in some parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
LSU women's basketball under fire after the team didn't come out for the national anthem before its regional final game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. During the Star Spangled Banner, LSU had left the court right before the anthem was played. LSU head coach Kim Mulkey said it wasn't intentional, it was just a part of their routine. Although they weren't on the floor for the anthem last year when they played Iowa for the national championship. Lou Conter, the last living survivor of the USS Arizona battleship that exploded and sank during the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, has died. He was 102. Conter was a quartermaster standing on the main deck of the Arizona as Japanese planes flew overhead at 7:55 a.m. on December 7th that year. Law and Order actress Angie Harmon said an Instacart driver shot and killed her dog while delivering her groceries in Charlotte, North Carolina over Easter weekend. Police say a delivery driver told them a dog attacked him while he was at the residence and that he fired one shot at the dog in self-defense. No criminal charges have been filed due to the incident, and police are not searching for any additional witnesses. Instacart said they are cooperating with law enforcement. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.